want to get to those new developments this morning in the death of pop superstar Michael Jackson. Here's what we know. A Los Angeles coroner says Jackson's remains were removed from the coroner's office early this morning, Eastern time, and taken to a mortuary. Assistant Chief Coroner Ed Winter says the Jackson family asked that the location not be made public. Now, in an initial autopsy report, the coroner's office says there are no indications of foul play in Jackson's death and no indications of trauma. A complete report won't be available for weeks, though, but Michael Jackson did go into cardiac arrest at his home in Los Angeles on Thursday, as you recall, and then was later pronounced dead at the hospital.
The cause of death has been deferred, which means that the medical examiner has ordered additional testing, such as toxicology and other studies. There was no indication of any external trauma or any indication of foul play on the body of Mr. Jackson.
A dramatic 911 tape yesterday, or rather on Thursday. You hear somebody, you don't know who it is, in the rented mansion where Michael Jackson was staying on the 911 call, and he is so frantic to get somebody there, as you would be, of course, and he never says, "It's Michael Jackson, get over here." Here you can listen to part of this really dramatic 911 tape.
Sir, we have a gentleman here that needs help, and he's not breathing yet. He's not breathing, and we're trying to pump him, but he's not breathing, sir.
Okay, how old is he?
He's 50 years old, sir.
50, okay. He's unconscious, he's not breathing?
Yes, he's not breathing, sir.
Okay, and he's not conscious either?
He's not conscious, sir.
Okay. All right, do you have him? Is he on the floor? Where is he at right now?
He's on the bed, sir. He's on the bed.
Okay, let's get him on the floor.
Okay.
Okay, let's get him down to the floor. I'm going to help you with CPR right now, okay?
We need him. We're already
on our way there. We're on our way. I'm going to do as much as I can to help you over the phone. We're already on our way. Did anybody see him?
Yes, we have a personal doctor here with him, sir.
Oh, you have a doctor there?
Yes, but he's not responding to anything. He's not responding to CPR or anything, sir.
Oh, okay.
South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has apologized to his cabinet for the furor created by his marital infidelity.
I wanted generally to apologize to every one of you all for letting you down. I've been making legislative calls throughout the morning and yesterday afternoon on my way back up from Sullivan's, apologizing to them, saying I'm sorry, but I owe that to you all.
Well, Sanford and his wife separated about 2 weeks ago, and Jenny Sanford told the Associated Press that she learned about her husband's affair with a woman from Argentina earlier this year. Sanford has agreed to reimburse the state for part of a trip to Argentina in which he saw his mistress.